Jesse Dukes here, filling in for Alexandra Solomon as editor. Back in 2019, Curious City talked with Connor McNamara at one of his favorite restaurants. It's called Nikki's Grill and Yogurt Oasis in Beverly on Chicago's South Side.
So I grew up just a few blocks from here. We've been coming here for as long as I can remember. After I learned how to ride a bike, we came here for Blue Moon ice cream. The cheese fries are great. Pizza puffs, hot dogs, you name it. As I grew up, I started noticing that there were more Nikki's around the South Side. Started driving around. It's like, hey, there's Nikki's everywhere. And that made me wonder why there were so many Nikki's. And they all seemed to have the same menu, but not necessarily the same decor.
It turns out Connor is onto something. There are a lot of fast food joints called Nikki's all over the South Side, South Suburbs, and even into Northwest Indiana. But are all of these Nikki's part of the same business? Our old reporter, Monica Eng, our former reporter, Monica Eng, originally reported this story in the summer of 2019, and it got a lot more complicated than we were expecting. In fact, we had to make two Curious City stories just to get to the bottom of it. But we're putting them together for you, and you'll hear from Monica after the break.
Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
After a few calls, it was pretty clear that all those Nikki's, they aren't just all one big chain. Like, they all seem to have different owners and even slightly different names, like Nikki's Gyros, Nikki's Hot Dogs, and Nikki's Carryouts. But they do have one important thing in common. They all serve the Chicago classics, like hot dogs, Italian beefs, Gyros, and pizza puffs. And they all seem to have that same signature burger with grilled onions that's almost always called the Big Baby. So I figured maybe if I could learn the origin of the Big Baby, I might be able to crack the mystery of all those unrelated Nikki's. So I called my friend Louisa Chu. She's a food writer at the Chicago Tribune and my co-host on the Chewing Podcast.
So, Monica, I actually declared that the Big Baby should be the Chicago-style burger.
To get the story behind the Big Baby, she suggested I meet the manager at the Nikki's on 58th and Kedzie. It's called, get this, Nikki's the Real McCoy. That sounded promising. So I went out to meet this guy.
First name is actually Manoli, like a cannoli.
Manoli Manaris, to be exact. But even with that great rhyme, that's not what everyone calls him.
Yeah, a lot of people call me Nikki here, yeah. They think I'm Nikki, yeah.
He says that's actually his grandpa's name. His dad Jimmy named the place after him when he opened it 50 years ago. And since then, he said a lot has changed around here.
Big Baby?
The one thing that hasn't changed is the Big Baby. Manoli says the Big Baby has been the secret weapon of Nikki's from the beginning. And at that time, it was meant to compete with a joint across the street that had its own famous cheeseburger.
It was 1968 when my father wanted to open up some kind of burger joint. But he knew that he needed to have something unique to compete with the Big Mac.
A burger that was already selling like gangbusters when Manoli's dad opened right across the street.
So his response to that was to create the Big Baby.
Okay, some might say the Big Baby is really just another double cheeseburger. But Manoli argues it's actually a very specific sandwich with a sesame seed bun and a precise, foolproof stack of ingredients.
It's the way that we stack it, too, that is very important. It's ketchup, mustard, pickle, grilled onions. And you can't just put them in any order. You have to put the pickles first on the bed, and then you put the ketchup and the mustard down, and then you put the patty, and then you put the cheese and then the grilled onions on top. So what the grilled onions did is it kept it very juicy.
And those grilled onions are good. I watched the cook squirt some kind of secret oil on them while they cooked. But when I asked Manoli what was in it...
No, I cannot tell you that. I'm very sorry. We cannot tell you anything like that.
But he did tell me that this was the place where Nikki's and the Big Baby were born 50 years ago. He said they were so successful, his dad opened about a dozen more Nikki's, then sold off most of them to other people. After that, he said there were copycats. More Nickies that opened and sold more Big Babies. So that would explain it, why there were so many similar Nickies with different owners but the same burger. We thought we'd solved the mystery and finished our story. So we decided to treat ourselves to a Big Baby to celebrate. I asked my friend Louisa for a recommendation.
One is the Nickies Hot Dogs, which is really the home of what I think is one of the best classic Big Babies. Really nicely thin charred patties and just like simple melty American cheese. And that's at Archer and Austin on the southwest side of Chicago.
So my editor Jessica and I went to check it out. But when we got there, we found more than just a great Big Baby. We also found a big surprise. As we were ordering, a guy behind the counter tells us that this is where it all started.
This is the original Big Baby, right here, the one that you'll buy in the store.
Oh, jeez, we thought we were done with this story.
The guy that originally started these up was opening one up every year, every 2 years. And he wouldn't stay long. He would just work it for about a year or so, and he would sell it off to somebody else.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What are we going to do?
What we did was take this guy outside for an interview. Now, remember, the other place, the real McCoy, that place opened in 69. But he says this place opened 2 years earlier than that.
My name is Angelo Lilas, and I'm owner of Nickies Hot Dogs on Archer in Austin. This is the original Nickies in Chicago. We opened up in 1967. The original owner, Nick, his last name eludes me right now, he had it for about a year or so, and then he sold it. We bought it in 1978, and we've had it ever since.
Why do you think there's so many Big Babies? I know we've noticed that there's Big Babies even outside of places that are called Nickies.
You know what? A lot of those people used to work in the Nickies or are related to people that worked in the Nickies. And it's just one of those names that everybody knows on the South Side. You come on the South Side, everybody knows what a Big Baby is. So I think that's why, like, if you go to some of the other stores, like you mentioned, you see the Big Baby on there.
Oh, yeah. So why isn't anybody's like, hey, that's my trademark?
You know what? I think it's one of those things when the original Nick opened these up that he had to have done it then. Now it's been so long. Good luck trying to trademark any of that. Now it's open game. I mean, you guys can go open up a Nicky's and sell Big Babies if you want. So you never know, you know?
What are the chances we could meet this Nicky?
Very slim because he's a personal guy. He doesn't get involved with the Nickies anymore. My father knows him. If he was here, he could tell you a little bit about him, but...
So it sounded like we'd finally found the original Nickies and the birthplace of the Big Baby. And we learned that there was a real Nicky who started the whole thing. But who was he? We called Angelo's dad to find out.
1967, Nick Vaginas, he opened the place over here in Archer and Austin.
Nick Vaginas?
10 years later, and I have the permits and everything to prove it.
And can you tell me, do you know where he got the idea?
That I cannot answer it, but I think it was a hit for Big Mac. I think McDonald's has Big Mac, and Nick started the Big Baby.
So we scrambled to try to find this Nick Vaginas by press time. We called more than a dozen numbers associated with him, reached out to a priest, asked people at his church, and friended him on Facebook. But we didn't hear anything back. So in 2019, when I finished the first version of the story, this is how we had to end it. And finally, if anyone knows Nicky V, can you please ask him to get a hold of us? We really want to talk to him.
Hamburger, cheeseburger.
And after that, I moved on and dug into other stories. Then just a few days later, this message popped up on my editor's phone.
My name is Nicholas J. Vaginas.
The real Nicky, at last. And he left his number. That's next after the break.
Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
We'd spent weeks trying to get a hold of this guy, and here he was, Nicky Vaginas. The story was getting so juicy that my editor, Jessica Popovec, decided to tag along, and you'll hear her voice here. We ran over to the nearest phone, held our breath, dialed the number, and after a few volume issues...
Monica, speak a little bit loud, okay?
Okay, is that better?
We spoke to him at last. First, we asked for the basics.
My name is Nicholas J. Vaginis. I'm the original owner of Nicky's Hot Dogs in Chicago. I opened my first one in 1962 in Summit, Illinois. The second in 1967, Austin and Archer. Third one, 58 and Kedzie.
He eventually opened 9 Nicky's.
I opened them, and after a year or 2 years, I sold them.
But after 35 years, he got out of the burger business.
I sold all of them. I don't have nothing now.
We asked about one of the guys he sold it to in Gage Park, the guy who now claims his family started it. Nicky says that's baloney, but he doesn't hold a grudge.
I give them a lot of credit. They work hard, and they make a lot of money. That's it.
But what about the Big Baby cheeseburger itself? Where did that come from?
We told him we'd heard from more than one person. It was invented to compete with the McDonald's Big Mac.
Was there any truth to that?
No. I told you what happened. I was working with a woman side by side, and I said, "Hi, Big Baby." And she said, "Why don't we call the double cheeseburger Big Baby?" And that's what it is.
Did you get that? Nicky says the Big Baby name, it came from a woman he was working with, a woman he called Big Baby.
Who was she?
She was a worker. I don't know where she is right now.
Well, that's a bummer. But what about the super specific stack of ingredients on the Big Baby, all topped off with sweet grilled onions? Where did that come from?
I don't know. It just came to me, and I try everything, and the grilled onions on a double cheeseburger, people like it, and it went on, and that's it.
So there you go. People just liked it.
And soon more people opened their own Nicky's, stealing not just the name, but the Big Baby too.
Which you can now eat in dozens of places all over the South Side, even into Northwest Indiana.
So which one does he think tastes the best out there?
I don't know. But I wish I had one right now. I wish I had one Big Baby right now.
How did he even decide to get into the hot dog stand biz? Well, Nicky says he started out with a regular sit-down restaurant in South Suburban Summit, but he was looking for something new. And then he got a hot tip one day from a French fry supplier.
The guy that used to bring me the French fries, I asked him, "Where do you sell a lot of fries?" He said, I sell a lot of fries on a hot dog stand on Laramie and 22nd Street. So I went to look at the hot dog stand over there, and I saw all of this business. So I got the idea from that, to open a hot dog stand.
Nicky says his fast food days are behind him. He got out of the game over 20 years ago. And these days, he spends part of the year in the South Burbs, part of the year in Arizona, and part of the year in Greece. And even in his 80s, he says he feels great.
How does a man who once ran multiple fast food joints stay so healthy?
I go to sleep at night and I don't think about bad things. I sleep like a baby. I don't know anybody any money, and they don't know me any money. So this way, I don't worry about a thing.
And last question.
Did you hear that we were trying to find you?
Are you still Jessica?
Yes, this is Jessica now.
Jessica, I think one day you called me over here, but I ignore you. I'm sorry. Because I didn't know that Jimmy wanted me to talk to you. One day I went to church and Jimmy told me, "How come you didn't talk to the woman?" Well, I told him I didn't know what she wants.
I don't blame you. I don't pick up the phone when I don't know who's calling
Jessica, too.
Yes?
Okay. Nice talking to you, okay? Bye-bye.
It's so nice talking to you.
Bye, Jessica.
Bye.
So just as quickly as he sailed into our lives, Nicky V was gone. But he promised to send a picture, which you can see at wbez.org/curious city.
So now we finally know where Big Babies come from.
Yeah, Nikki V came up with the signature burger, but a smart lady working the grill came up with the catchy name.
Yep.
And even though Nikki says he wasn't trying to compete with the Big Mac, the Big Baby does get compared to the Big Mac quite a bit on the South Side. So I take this all back to our question asker, Connor, at his favorite Nikki's in Beverly, opened up by a guy named, well, Paul. After he had a chance to digest the story, I asked what he thought.
I think it's great. People just jumping on the bandwagon and using the strong name, associating themselves with a good burger. And then it's even better that they let the name spread, that they see it as a tribute to themselves instead of, you know, trying to shut it down. You know, it just gives it a nice local flavor to the whole South Side.
But along with the information, I brought him something else, a Big Baby and a Big Mac. I had him close his eyes and do a taste test of both side by side.
This one has a lot more going on. Definitely more of a burger flavor, more grilled. The sauces aren't as overwhelming and a better pickle.
Connor, you have chosen the Big Baby as the better double cheeseburger.
Can't say I'm shocked. McDonald's is good, but there's just something about the neighborhood joint.
So, if anybody out there wants to start a new restaurant, it sounds like you too can open up a Nikki's and serve Big Babies without getting sued.
Hamburgers, cheeseburgers, Wilbur and Orville Wright.
Curious City is supported by the Conant Family Foundation. It's produced by Joe Dussault and Jason Mark. And this archival episode was pulled together by Sylvia Goodman. Alexandra Solomon and Jesse Dukes edit the show, and Jessica Papavac edited the original version of this story. Maggie Civet is the digital and engagement producer. I'm Monica Eng. Thanks for listening.
Your darling Jim is out on a limb. Put my picture in a picture show. Whoa, my picture in a picture show.
Rise and Shy, WBEZ is serving local stories for breakfast every weekday morning from 5 to 11. Tune in on the WBEZ app to hear what Chicago's talking about as you start your day.